4. Manage the personal marketing versus selling formula. Probably the most valuable skill to learn is how to market yourself effectively so that you do not have to sell at all. If you want to work less and sell more, personal marketing will change your life. If you learn a few tricks of the poodle, you might discover how simple it is to get tremendous results. Earlier, I mentioned that the key to the referral process is that if it is done correctly, you will never have to speak to someone who does not already know you. That is called advanced marketing, and here is what it can mean for your sales. The more marketing you do, the less selling effort you have to deal with. If you currently spend equal time selling and marketing your product or service, and then decide to invest twice the amount of time marketing yourself, your product, or your service, then you will end up expending half the effort. The more quality effort you spend marketing, the less you have to physically sell. Prospects put up their hands and come looking for you. Sales effort is physical, time-consuming, fraught with objections, and requires great personal skills and time management. Marketing is leveraging your message to as many of your target prospects as possible without your physically having to do it yourself. Develop a set of marketing strategies, test them, and execute them, and the sales will come to you rather than you are chasing the sales. It doesn't matter how many sales calls you make. You will never get to as many people as a well-placed headline in a trade journal aimed at your target market. Nor will you ever be able to compete with a website that is receiving thousands of hits a day. If you are a wise sales dog, you should spend quality time on your marketing strategies. Basically, it's the art of having sales opportunities come to you. And perhaps even more important, it's the process of increasing the odds that leads will convert to sales. But you must learn how to market effectively. How do your prospects perceive you? Not only do you need to market your product or service, you need to market yourself. You want people to have a good perception of you. You want them to think, here is someone who is going to help me solve my problem. This is exactly why it is essential that a sales dog must spend a lot of his or her time marketing himself or herself. By using media that are seen by hundreds or thousands, you are in essence knocking on the door of everyone who sees them. In addition to other media, you can use other speakers, other businesses, other organizations, and any entity that is exposed to those who could be potential clients of yours to get your message out effectively. Start by making a list of potential avenues you can use to get the word out about you and your product. Spend time on developing those avenues, and sales will happen automatically. Second, be sure that whatever you send out for public exposure offers a compelling reason for someone to call you or show interest. It must be an offer for a reward to them if they contact you. It can be a special offer for service, a fantastic guarantee, an irresistible yet truthful claim, or simply a unique proposition. A simple example could be to advertise a free consultation service, or a limited-time discount, or a special free report on competitive equipment if they call, fax, enroll, or inquire. Now keep it in mind that this is completely separate from the global marketing that your company is already doing for you. This is a much more personalized and direct marketing effort that will not only draw them to your product or service, but direct them to you. Marketing is simply getting your prospects excited and educated about you and your service before you ever make a sales call. Because their interest is piqued, you are that far ahead of the game.